Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929. Taking calls in the wake-up call segment about a couple of different things. Number one, if you were a GM of an Atlanta sports team, what's the move that you would make today? We've talked a number of times about the Kirk Cousins saga and whether or not the Braves should be buyers or sellers coming up to the deadline, which is, about a month away? And I'm also getting a lot of feedback about this screen time argument going on in my household about whether or not kids should be allowed to watch iPads in the back seat as you travel. It depends. A lot of people weighing in on my social, and you can get at us at 929 Morning Shift. A lot of people weighing in on mine, Allie, saying depends on how long the drive is, depends on where you're going, how old they are, and things like that. One of let me see. I'll let you get the ones on the morning shift account first if there is any, but I had one I wanted to read just a minute ago from some funny responses on here for sure.
So Dat Girl did tweet at us, and I feel like she disqualified her answer with what she said. She wrote, "I drove from Atlanta to NOLA with a three-year-old, no devices. She had her books, writing tablet, snacks, and was golden." A tablet's a device, though.
It's a writing tablet, so yeah, I think she can only write on it.
Is that like
there's got to be games or something on it, though,
is that
right?
Like kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch with a stylus?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't consider that a device. A device when you can watch videos and or play games.
That's
what I would say.
I'm looking at a writing tablet. It's not a video. It's not. Yeah.
We are also running a poll right now on the Morning Shift Twitter account.
Poorly worded poll.
At 929 Morning Shift, it is Ranch Basic. You can choose, of course, I'm refined, or no, I eat like a four-year-old.
I just want you to sign off on the fact that Allie's the one that put that poll up, because you're going to get responses like 6 hours from now. Well, you guys are bougie.
I just love that the one that if we go to a buffet can only eat like two things on it is calling us... basic. I'm sorry. My co-host needs green beans or like French fries. Do you have one of those? But cooked in nothing. They just need to be plain.
Just steamed, please. Yeah. No butter.
I mean, you're gonna call me basic with my palate.
I did have this conversation brought up. Coach K on Twitter tweeted at me. He said, "Hey,
really?
Not Krzyzewski. We had a built-in DVD screens on the headrest, and best family trips we ever took. They could also plug in their PS3 and play PS3." Trying to think how old the kids would be. Like, my kids don't play video games. Obviously, they're 3 and 4 years old, but I'm sure that conversation's coming.
Bro, being able to play a PS3 on a road trip?
Yeah.
That's a game changer, bro. That's on some Pimp My Ride exhibit type vibe right there.
Dylan, you could have done that in like a 1997 conversion.
Drop the visors down.
Yeah. Like they had like the square TV in the back, like the cube TV in the back and the bottom. You could have done that.
Rear projection 13-inch TV.
Still, I grew up on Pimp My Ride, so I wanted to throw that out
there. Hey, I also got a couple people trying to get me in trouble. Jake Major says, "Sure, no iPad for the kids, but no phone for mommy either. We're gonna suffer together."
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly. I told y'all, I do have road trip rules. Like, you can look, if it's just me and her, she can spend about 30% of the road trip on the phone, but other than that, we got to talk. You got to keep me awake.
And I think there's also another layer to this, because you're saying people are tweeting at you about it depends on how long the trip is, but I think it also depends on the age. Right now, 3 and 5, to me, that's survival mode. Maybe when they get older and can have summer reading and stuff like that, then you take the devices away and say, read your book.
Yeah. I don't know what the right answer is. It's literally a minute-to-minute balance in my car, and it will be today. Like, if they're screaming their freaking heads off, which is probably when you're not supposed to give them a device, it's probably when I will. I'll just hand that thing back there and put, you know, Blippi on, and I'll be like, hey, let that thing.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do when Lindsay says no?
Well, she, at that point, and we've used devices before, but she puts a limit on it. She's like, you can have it for 20 minutes, and then we're putting it away, just basically to calm them down. Appreciate you guys all weighing in. You can get at us at 929 Morning Shift. You want to weigh in on the sauce debate or one of the other things going on?
I got a question. What if you take it away and then one of them cries for the next 20 minutes straight?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's exactly what the issue is at hand, is that once you have it, and my kids just, once you try to, like, hey, you got 2 minutes. They're like, one more minute. I'm like, no, I said 2 minutes. Give me the iPad. Ah!
He said, I said 2 minutes 10 minutes ago.
Exactly.
That's
exactly what happens. There's a reason I don't say 1 minute.
You should just keep saying 2 minutes, and Lindsay might never catch on.
Yeah. Nah, she's the one going to be saying 2 minutes. Me, I'd say 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, let that thing dig. You know what I mean? Let's just get there. I can't feel my booty either. All right, let's go out to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to our buddy Tink over in Kennesaw. Tink, what's the word, buddy?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I can't believe Squid. You didn't just take a break, put your dancing shoes on, and get down there when Pantera was playing, do a little dancing in the pit.
Let me tell you something. They got going down there a little bit in that when Pantera was playing. I thought, hey, I'm a Pantera fan. I'm not a fan of the lead singer, but Zakk Wylde jumping in there. Zakk Wylde, who played with Ozzy and then also Black Label Society, dude, he crushed it.
Oh yeah, that guy's solid. But yeah, as far as the tablets and stuff, I had a buddy with his son. He messed up, because from about the time the kid was born till about when he was 6, my buddy, that's all he would do, was just give him the tablets, play, you know, leave me alone, da-da-da-da-da, always doing, especially at, like, get-togethers. So the kid never really knew how to interact, this, that, and the other. Pretty much didn't know how to act right in public. Yeah. So we nicknamed him the Cat 5, which is Category 5 Hurricane.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's how he would act. And then my buddy finally realized, hey, I messed up.
Yeah.
Buddy done had 6 years of this kid getting his way, and, you know, and he's working on it. And, you know, to discipline him and teach him how to, you know, the right way.
Yeah.
Well, he's 10 now. He's much better, but I still call him the Cat 5. But as far as long road trips, I can understand road trips.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, man. Appreciate the phone call, Tink. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I understand them in other situations. Like, we don't get them out at restaurants. I want you to be able to at least act right at a restaurant. I want that to be a thing. We don't ever even bring them to the restaurant. I know that's a sticking point for some parents, feel different ways about that. But road trips is just different for me, man. I'm like, we're all in survival mode here.
Exactly.
I'm curious about that, because I did date this girl one time that had a kid that was...
Oh, you almost became a stepdad.
And every time we left anywhere, to go anywhere, we had to... He had to have a toy. Every time.
Yeah.
Like, that was like... That was the crutch they used to make him behave. And I remember, like, I was like, uh-uh. Like, this is... I mean, now I lost every battle because it wasn't my kid. At the end of the day, I don't know. You know, now I'm like, I don't ever care. But, like... I mean, we shouldn't have to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Because we're driving 10 minutes down the road, all right, going to go out of your way to do something fun for said kid, and yet that's not good enough. We got to get a Happy Meal toy.
But you can step outside yourself to realize, like, single mom just trying to get by. Just trying.
That's a good point.
Just trying to make things happen.
That was not the case.
Okay.
I can assure you that was not why that happened.
But I completely agree with what you're saying. When I look at single parents all the time, I'm like, I don't know how you do this.
Exactly.
Had that been the case, but that wasn't, not necessarily the way it lined
up. We just have the same, like, our kids keep, like, in their cup holder and their toy and their seats, they keep Play-Doh. And so that's just what they do, because it's probably 25 minutes to their daycare, so they just play with Play-Doh on the way home.
They don't get it all over themselves?
Nah, they have like a little, they put it on top of like a book, and they just roll it around and make
shapes. I like that.
It's creative.
Yeah,
it's like creative. Yeah. Feels okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, good morning. It is almost Friday, guys. Mm. We are almost there. I'm so excited. I'm telling you. Hey, before we get started, how crazy was Pimp My Ride back in the day? Like, Exhibit would be doing some funny stuff where you could not, there's no chance to resell any. Hey, dog, we heard you like Batman, so we put a bat cave in your trunk.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Insane. Like, make no sense.
Like aquariums.
In the windshield.
We heard you like smoothies, so we put a smoothie bar on the tailgate. Like, what?
you are never reselling that 97 Honda Civic, ever. but no, man, I think y'all have a good topic on today, man. I'm actually surprised more people are not talking about it, because everybody does it in the car, right? Everybody wants to be a GM for a day, right?
Yep.
So for me, I'm actually going to stick with the Falcons right now. And I think there is a move that I think would improve our defense drastically and kind of kickstart that pass rush without actually addressing the defensive line. Go get Jalen Ramsey. Go get Jalen Ramsey and put him on the other side of A.J. Terrell. And what you do is you lock down both sides. And if you lock them down in coverage, that gets your guys more time for a pass rush. You'll see guys come off the edge, get a lot more sacks, get a lot more pressure. I think that's that last step to kind of push that defense up over the edge. Just kind of my personal opinion, but I would make that move today.
Yeah.
But anyways, as always, guys, love you all. Thank you for everything, man.
I appreciate it, buddy. I think he's right. I think you'd have to have a corresponding move. Like, I think if you're gonna have to get relief from Kirk Cousins' salary if you're going to sign a Jalen Ramsey, because he just signed an extension like 8 months ago.
Well, the problem for me with that is, what are you trading? They want to trade for him.
Yeah.
But they won't. They're not going to just give him up. And
it's not like we got a ton of draft picks to trade.
Yeah, I just, and I think eventually he wants. He's still good, but how good is he at this point? And what? You know, there's a whole talk about a transitioning him to a safety thing.
Yeah.
Now there's just a lot there for me that makes me hesitant. But he's a very good player. And yes, he would make your, if he was playing corner right now, it's an upgrade.
Yeah. And the only thing I will say is obviously Raheem and they have a good relationship, right? So you know exactly what you're getting. If Raheem were to try to make that move, I think I would trust Raheem with whatever his scouting experience is or whatever his background is with Jalen Ramsey to know what's the best move, right? I would have to side with whatever Raheem was willing to do on that one. It's just, like I said, he just signed an extension. It was a very expensive extension, and it's not just affecting you for this coming year. It's not like it's a rental. That is going to affect what your roster is able to do for the coming years. When you think you're getting cap relief after this year with Kirk Cousins, you know, are you really going to lock yourself into a long-term deal with an aging corner that might be playing safety at some point, making a lot of money for a safety? That'll be the conversation we have to have as we roll on. Speaking of these traits and speaking of some of the other things going on with the GMs around this town, we got to break back into the Braves conversation, rip the Band-Aid off a little bit. The boos were loud last night. Were they warranted, though? Is it time to boo this team over at Truist Park? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 90.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
92.9 a game. Sports Radio 92.9 a game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
This is one of the better versions of a song being sampled. Like, because this is originally by Buffalo Springfield, rock band like in the 70s. And then, what was it? It was Flavor Flav. And what was Flavor Flav and the other guy? They redid it for He Got Game. This is the He Got Game version.
Never knew such.
Yeah, Public Enemy that did that? Yeah. Yes, who Flavor Flav was. Yeah.
Did they remake that?
Remake what? He Got Game?
Yeah.
No, they remade White Men Can't Jump.
Jack Harlow.
Oh, that's right. Mm.
Dylan, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I just knew Jack Harlow was the main character.
Have you watched the original?
I have not.
Oh man, you'd love the original. White Men Can't Jump.
I got to check it out.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
That's such a good movie. And that's
Rosie Perez.
I
mean, there's so many good scenes. There's so many classic scenes, like when the dude is short money, and he goes to rob the convenience store, and the clerk recognizes him. Oh, it's so good. This is a good movie. And nobody's seen it on this show but me.
I've seen it.
I've seen it, but it's been a couple decades since that.
What you got to understand is, dude, your mind when it comes to music and movies is just, my mind does not work like that. I can literally go, oh, yeah, it was a good movie. This man can, like, recite the credits from start to finish, and you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
I don't put things away like that.
He'll throw in a movie quote from 1990 and act like I'm supposed to know what it is, and I'm like, dude, it's one of my favorite movies. Still don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I have to give you credit. Your Rolodex on sports history and movie history is really unprecedented, honestly.
Although, I really did miss you yesterday when I dropped a Spaceballs line and nobody knew what I was talking about.
Oh, you dropped a Spaceballs line?
I quoted Barf. and nobody understood.
Oh, was that in the reap? It was the Mog?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Mog. Yeah, we had the Mog conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody also on Twitter is asking, when you were talking about your pork salad, what kind of pork are we talking about? Are we talking about pulled pork? Or are we talking about pork chops? Pork tenderloin?
That would be weird putting a pork chop in a salad. No, it's pulled pork. So there used to be this place in Paulding County called the Briar Patch. Obviously, it's a barbecue spot. And they had this thing called a hickory salad. And it was basically lettuce. I mean, it was pretty, I guess some people would call it pretty basic. But it was lettuce, cheese,
tomato.
Some of those little cherry tomatoes, like the whole cherry tomatoes. Yeah. And then pulled pork on top of it. And you obviously get your choice of dressing. And you would use, if you use Thousand Island, it would taste like a pulled pork Like, to me, it was like eating a Big Mac with pulled pork without the buns. Phenomenal.
So not a Big Mac.
So good. So good. So good.
What about this as Big Mac?
Because
I don't understand.
The Thousand Island. Just,
yes, the Thousand Island.
But
thank
that's
you,
not
Allie.
Even what special sauce is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's
yes,
not
it
really.
Is. Dude.
No.
Now, this is a heated debate.
I'm going to tell you something. It is so ridiculously close that there might be like one, like it might not even be a full ingredient. It might just be how much of an ingredient is different. Special sauce is pretty much Thousand Island dressing.
It's special sauce is what? Mayonnaise and ketchup and something else. I mean, I can't remember what all, because I've seen somebody make it in front of me before where they just stir it up and you put like a pepper or something in there, whatever it may be. I don't know, but.
It's pretty much what Thousand Island dressing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't think those taste at all similar.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, sweet pickle relish. There mustard, vinegar, a little bit of hot sauce.
Yeah, so that's the special sauce.
Yes.
Now, open up another tab on that computer and tell me what the Thousand Island is, because I don't think it's that close. I think he's just merged into...
I mean, they taste very similar, Mike.
Really?
But it does say... Okay, so mayonnaise, ketchup, sweet pickle relish, chopped hard-boiled egg, along with other ingredients.
Yeah.
Like I just, dude, I don't vinegar. Do Thousand Island. My dad bought some Thousand Island at my house like 3 years ago, and it's still, like, every time he comes in, he uses it.
Well, you
and
should.
I'm like, dude, I haven't bought any new stuff, Dad. Cool. Should probably get a new bottle of that.
Yeah, you should probably be nice and replace it for him.
No, I'm good.
I mean.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
What? I tell you what. Look,
he's a grown man. He can get his own Thousand Island.
I hope they cry for 6 hours.
Oh, my goodness. That is a terrible thing to wish upon this guy.
As a fellow parent.
I'm just kidding. I really am just kidding.
Really embedded some bad karma in your
life.
I'm
just kidding. No, she wasn't happy with me this morning, so I had to get up
pork
and beat
chop.
Her.
Well, yeah. Speaking
she's good
of,
though. She ate a whole bottle.
Speaking of crying last night, we need to talk about what happened at Truist Park. Now, there was a series of events in the eighth inning that I would tell you, I would argue was one of the worst innings of the year. For the Atlanta Braves, when everything is considered. Now, it obviously was not awful because you did end up with the bases loaded at one point, mm-hmm. but then you had 3 strikeouts during the inning when any of them could have tied the game at the time. The crowd booed. The crowd booed at Truist Park last night, which we have not, what is Truist Park now, 9 years old? We haven't heard that a ton. We haven't heard boos come out time and time again at Truist Park, but last night, hearing boos from Truist Park is like, it's warranted. And I'm not a boo at the home. And I want to get you guys' take on this. I'm not a boo the home team in their stadium when I'm a fan of that team. I'm usually not that guy. I've been booed at Alabama, mm-hmm. got booed when I was with the Falcons. Boo. I'm usually not the kind of guy that's going to boo the home team. But last night I was like, I get it. I definitely get it.
You're never going to catch me booing a team, a home team. You're never going to catch that.
But did you feel like it was at least warranted somewhat?
I can understand the feelings. Also, the extra grumpiness because there was an hour rain delay.
Exactly.
So it wasn't great weather. So I can understand everything felt a little bit off. Like, it was the third inning. I was like, I'm exhausted.
Yes.
So I can understand things were a little bit off. Maybe people were a little bit more testy than normal. I just don't think you should do that to your home team. And Snicker afterwards said he didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Do you
sure.
think? Sure. Okay.
There's a couple of things he has not noticed this year. I'm not even going to go down that road right now, but yeah.
I don't know if he
notices the bad play from some of his players at times.
Well, I don't know. What is he supposed to do? Well, who's he supposed to – I mean, that's kind of a
– What do you mean, what's he supposed to do?
Well, who's he going
to
put in place?
No, I'm talking
option?
about noticing the booing.
Could
just be honest and say, yeah, I heard it. It was very loud.
Well, look – And maybe he's like, I'm not going to play into it because I don't want them to think that they're getting to us. I don't know. I don't understand why he says some of the things he says. When he says he doesn't notice it, I'm sure he did notice it. He was probably just not thinking about it or just didn't want to admit to it. I'm not a huge fan of booing at home, but at this point, okay. I mean, you paid for the ticket. Look, I'm not – a booer of my team. I'm not going to sit there and boo, but I'm not going to tell someone else they can't do it. And I'm not going to. Now, I tell you what I don't like is throwing stuff on the field and that kind of stuff. Or if you boo a player that's been injured, now you've crossed the line. Mm-hmm. But booing Austin Riley for striking out and kicking the ball inadvertently and ruining an inning, and or Michael Harris swinging at 6 pitches and 5 of them out of the zone. For a team that's been putrid, for a team that I think somebody put the, like, every team that's the last 3 teams the Braves have played have been on in runs where they've been under 500 and you've lost all three series. You were, what, a game over 500 and now you're six under, like, just like a week and a half ago? Okay.
What is a boo going to do, though? What is that going to do? It's not productive at all.
Hold on a second. I have no problems with the fan base wanting to show they are upset with the product. That's fine. Because if you support this team, even enough to go out on a Wednesday night, well, you got to probably work the next day and spend your hard-earned money to watch a team that's supposed to be what you think should be an offensive juggernaut get no hit through six innings. It's not going to do anything. And you guess what? That's pretty much what the team's doing when you go spend your money on them.
Well, and here's what I would say to you, Alec, because, again, I'm with you. I'm not going to boo the home team, but I'm not going to tell them not to. Like, have you ever given somebody the finger while you're driving?
I have never, actually.
Well, that's actually impressive.
Well, yeah. I have.
I was going to say, that's not doing anything, but it's letting the other person know that you're unhappy. And I think that it's a message at times because there's nothing the fans can do that is going to change anything, right? The fans can't go take batting practice for Michael Harris.
Right.
But when I watch Michael Harris come up with the game on the line, and he takes a first pitch strike, second tip ball, then it's a foul tip, then it's a swinging strike. So he strikes out in the eighth and ninth inning with the game on the line. You have to know the frustration. And again, I bring up the Marcelo Ozuna topic just last hour where I say that Marcelo Ozuna should be trade bait because otherwise, other than that, there's no other direction to go. Michael Harris is under contract for how many more years? Like, we're going to have Michael Harris here for a long time. You're paying him too much money. You're going to have Sean Murphy here till what, 2029? Acuna the same way, although we expect him, and I'm giving him mere benefit of the doubt. All these guys are under contract through 2028 and beyond. So when I look at Marcelo Ozuna, that's the reason I bring it up. And this is the only thing fans can do to actually tell you this is unacceptable. Well, otherwise, you're just buying a ticket going, oh, that's cool. And then you make a Reddit post later.
Well, that's it for me, though. Booing is the old school social media post. Booing is the old school fan, the guy that's truly the fanatic is truly in when he is, that thinks, you know, we got these guys on Twitter now, and I say guys, like, there's a lot of people on social media that think they know more about the game than Brian Snitker and Matt Olson and all these guys. And so their thing is, well, I'm gonna trash on them, or I'm gonna pull some obscure stat and say this is why you suck and tag you in it. See, the thing I hate the most is when people tag players, coaches, GMs in social media posts. Like, dude,
You know what's even worse than that? The guy in the replies that tags the person.
Oh, to tell on you?
Yeah. Well, either that or to hammer home the point. Like, if I go on there and I go, Michael Harris has not been very good lately. Yep. And then somebody in the replies goes, yeah, Michael Harris, at Michael Harris.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, okay. If I wanted to tag him, I would have.
So booing is like the old school way of just that of what that has become. Because I really can't stand that. And then it's like you're goading the players into saying something back to you. You know, I remember before Twitter, the last time I think Michael Vick was on the field as an Atlanta Falcon, he flicked the crowd off as they were basically yelling things to him as he walked off the field.
Was that when he was a Falcon? I thought it was when he came back.
No, okay. He was a Falcon. And then everything happens. We forget all that happened these days. Like you hear people talk about Vick now, you wouldn't even know that was the reality of the way it really ended here with him. And I'm talking about pre the stuff with the dogs and jail, like pre when you needed that as just a player alone.
Mm-hmm.
So then players if they chirp back on social media, oh well, you just can't handle it or you're soft or this or that. So look, booing is not that big of a deal, I think, in today's age compared to what they can get on social media.
Personally, I don't mind the middle finger for Michael Vick. Like, dude, probably getting 10 of them back in his face right now because he's wearing the uniform. He can't do it, though. That is what it is.
I mean, anyways.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day.
Yes, it is.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we got a Life of Squid to hit.
There'll be a special guest.
Oh, where's he at? I don't see anybody.
On the phone.
Oh, okay.
In the Life of Squid.
All right.
From Baron Burton's.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about some goodness.
All right.
Next, Morning Show Sports Radio, Nights on the Game End.
The Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Mike Johnson. She's Allie Mack. That's Squidbilly back with us after a Metallica hiatus. And he is Dylon sitting behind the glass playing the tunes.
Yeah, it's very rare that I'll miss work for anything.
We actually had this conversation yesterday without you. I was like, I said the same thing. But
I just don't like missing work.
Same.
But I didn't want to come in here. I wanted to. It's Metallica, dude, and I've been that's one of my favorite bands of all time. Like it's about three or four groups that can lump in there, and I don't know how many more concerts they have left. I've seen them. That was the third time seeing them. So I wanted to enjoy it, you know. Yeah. And Tim Zalowski, shout out to Tim and AMB Group and Jenny. I think
good people, man.
Is who sent everything to me. I mean they took care of me, and that's one of the few times I ever like asked for something. And man, it was so much, so awesome, so worth it. So shout out to them. But man, it was good. But I didn't want to come in here like and give you guys minimum effort. I always want to give you max. So I just didn't think it was fair to the audience.
It's one of the things about having a morning show is you have to pick and choose your evening events, mm-hmm. right? And so that's one of the things that you do have to do if you want to, you know, go to a – and now Allie's going to learn this, that Bo and I, during football season, multiple times we'll get the blow-up mattresses.
And just sleep here.
Just sleep here. You know what I mean? Because I'm not missing a day after a Falcons game to come out here and talk about the Falcons game.
Yeah, that would be a strange reason to miss.
Right.
Yeah. I see what you're saying with that. But exactly. Anything else like Metallica or something like that, I sure. always – like I said yesterday – think about your deathbed. Will you regret missing that one day of work, or will you regret missing Metallica?
Yes.
Well, I that's a really good point. You have look, you only have so much time to have fun, mm-hmm. and Amy was like very torn. She felt terrible about, you know, going. It's like, you know, we pork chop so young, and I said, you're going to have to enjoy some life, or you're going to be one of those parents that just you can look at them walk through the door and know they're not handling things well, right? Because you have to have that time. And I thought it was our first time out away from where we went out and she wasn't
with
deal.
Us. It's a big
deal. I'm very glad that we did it at this point. Like, and I know she is too. Like, it was a really good time.
We had this point in time where my daughter had just been born. I think she was 2 or 3 months old. Let's see, she was born in April, so she's probably 2 months old. And we decided we didn't want to keep my son from, you know, living life just because he's got a new baby sister. So we all decided we were going to take a vacation and go down and stay in Destin for 6 days at a condo.
How'd that go?
Not a good decision. Absolutely. Like, we had just gotten Stevie, my daughter, on like a decent little sleeping schedule, and then we, you know, had to make her sleep in a closet. And it was not good.
Oh.
Not good at all. Everything was loud all the time. She didn't sleep one night through, which she didn't for like the next year, but it is what it is. But yeah, not a good decision. So I'm with you, man. When you can do those things, you got to be able to pull those strings.
And like I said, if it's Metallica. I mean, there's a few bands that I'd have done that for. If it wasn't Metallica, I might have been like, yeah, we can go, and then I'll just, you know, don't need to have a great time, you know?
Real quick before we get to Life Squid, want to update some of the social stuff going on. A lot of people weighing in on the booing. And I did see our buddy Blake Hudgens says, the best fan bases demand excellence from their teams. When the teams deserve to be booed, so be it. Braves hardly ever get booed. It's warranted right now. They look lifeless. Some people need to let them know. I'm sandwiched right in the middle of that comment, right? Because I believe in your right to boo. I do, but it's just not something I do personally.
Right.
I don't go out there and boo because I've been booed before. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling, man. You don't want somebody showing up to your job and be like, hey, you suck.
Right, right, exactly. And I just have a hard time with it. Look, my resting face is a smile. Like, I just don't get upset about much. And I just
RSF,
know
resting smiley face.
Exactly, and it's creepy. I mean, I'll be running and smiling. It's creepy. But
that is creepy, actually.
It's very creepy. It's very, and sleeping, like it's
there's
weird.
There's a horror movie in there
it's
somewhere.
It's a weird thing going on. But I just have a hard time when I, you know they're trying, you know they're feeling it, so I have a hard time ever doing something like a boo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the middle of that too because what do you consider demanding excellence? Because some people will tell me, well, don't go, don't show up, but I think the best fan bases show up no matter what, I'd rather you show up and boo than not show up at all. To me, I actually probably lean more towards Blake, whoever tweeted that, than I do the people that just like, well, just don't show up. That'll show them. It's like, I mean, not really, because most of the time the tickets are already paid for. So
I saw our buddy John Hitchens tweeted at both of us, and he said, hey, he said he was with you on the sauces until you said you put ranch on a Caesar salmon salad. By definition, that is not a Caesar salad. Feels like this must be pointed out. Yeah, that's fair.
Semantics.
Well, I know the special guest we have in Life with Squid probably disagrees, but I will go and order a Caesar salad and say, hold the Caesar dressing.
That's not a Caesar
that's
salad.
That's not a Caesar
that's
salad.
Just a romaine with croutons.
I know, but...
You ordered lettuce.
You order a certain type of lettuce. The only lettuce they put in Caesar salad. That's what they do. In fact, they know me. Like, in the kitchen at the golf club, they're like, this must be for Bo.
Here comes the high maintenance guy.
The food runner knows me. I'm not high maintenance. I just have a good palate. Like our next guest in the Life of Squid. You heard it. Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fireshire, Breakfast Sauce 2, Everyday Hot Sauce. You can go to thewsauce.com. Use the promo code SQUID. That's SQUID, Allie.
That is how you spell it.
That's right. For 15% off your order. And don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics.
Athletics. Okay.
You're not involved in this.
Sorry.
Let's welcome in my friend, the brains of Baron Burton's and the W Sauce and all of its likes, Mr. Bear Holman. And I mean, I didn't know you could get cell signal, Bear, out in the South Florida Seas.
Well, you know, generally I can't, but we got some nice weather that showed up, and I'm kind of off this morning.
Dude, I can't believe, first off, you guys don't know, Bear Holman is his name, and Bear is one of the top fishing guide charters in America, and dude is never off. Like, every time I hear that we're going to talk some Bear and Burtons and stuff, and I'm like, where's Bear at? Bear's out in the sea.
Attaboy. I love that, man.
How'd you
down
get
there
a
on
day
the
off?
Bonita Run.
How'd you get a day off, dude?
The weather's unhospitable.
Let me just stop right there for a second. What's the best thing you catch at sea that you can put the W sauce on? What's the best combination out there?
Oh man, you know, I like a little yellowtail snapper with the breakfast sauce on it.
Woo! Come on,
yellowtail with the breakfast sauce, dude. Yeah, let's talk about this because I know this everyday hot sauce, like. I want to know what you're putting that on because that's what's calling to me.
I put that stuff on everything. I put it on sandwiches. I can't even tell you.
Attaboy.
Like, I mean, yeah, we had one of my boys, Jerry, was here, and we made sandwiches every day. And it's like, he was just like soaking the bread in it. And I was like, huh. I was like, all right. You know, I usually just put a couple of drops. So I started doing that. And then, you know, we were smearing hummus on there with it, and it was outrageous.
One of the things I think last time we were able to visit with you was it stuck out to me about how you guys perfected the recipe. Go over that just a little bit for everybody listening. When you have these products come up, breakfast sauce 2, what is that process like as far as just getting it down to just the perfect science when it comes to that taste?
You know, it's a lot of measuring things, and you know, you make a lot of batches, and you measure it, and you get it all like kind of weighed out and figured out. Yeah, because it's kind of a precise thing. It's not like, you know, just like eyeballing in the kitchen, which I usually do anyway. You know, it's a little bit more dialed in. And then, like, you know, then it's like, okay, you know, you make it, and you're like, all right, what does it need more of? And you're constantly kind of just finitely tuning it. So you're going through it a whole bunch. It's a lot of fun. It's interesting. And then you got, like, 27 jars, and you're trying to remember which one was which, how you exactly did it, you know? And it's just a whole process of just weighing, testing, and figuring out which one is the best. So,
I remember you guys can get the breakfast sauce 2, everyday hot sauce, all from Bear and Burtons. It's all available at Publix, or like I said, go to wsauce.com and use the promo code
SQUID
for 15% off. Dude, I don't know. I mean, we've hung out before. We've had a few cold beers. I didn't know that you play. Unless maybe I did and I forgot that you played college football at Tulsa.
Yeah. For a little while there, and then kind of hurt myself, got injured, and ended that thing unfortunately. Which now I love playing football, man. It's one of the greatest sports ever. You know, it's just I loved it, and
it
was a lot of
play, fun.
You know, defensive end.
We wouldn't have been friends.
See, here we go, because Mike, yeah. Mike over here, and Mike played everywhere on the O-line at Alabama with under Saban. Yeah. And when you said defensive end, he made a face because you were basically enemies when it came to playing.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been friends.
I don't know. That's probably true.
I was a little bit of a fighter at those practices, so we might have thrown hands at some point, my friend, but it is what it is.
All right.
That's the best part about it. You know what I'm saying? It was the one place you could kind of get a little loose and not get in a whole lot of trouble. You know?
I got two questions for you. The first one I think is easier than the second one. The first one is, I use the breakfast sauce too on like my Tex-Mex. So when I'm doing that,
yep.
is that out of line or?
No, absolutely not. I'll make tacos, put the breakfast sauce too on there. I mean, I'll just do like a straight chimichurri or a sirloin or something, and add a little bit of that, and you know.
Now we're talking. I'm getting a little hot under the collar.
No, the second one you might not be so kind on. When are you gonna invite me and Mike and Allie down to take us out on the boat one day and like just on some deep sea fishing?
Hey, tell Bo he ain't ready for that hurricane, that he'd be seasick in about 30 minutes out there.
That's the beautiful thing about what I do is like there's always places to get out of the wind, hide. You know, you can hide from it. If it's good, you can go offshore. If it's not, you can stay inshore, tarpon fish, bonefish, permit. Which are all like kind of like the big three down here in the Florida Keys. So, you know, you can always, depending on the weather, and that's the thing, you know, that I'm fortunate enough to be able to do all of it. And I love doing all of it. So, like, I'll go, you know, throw bait, throw artificials, fly fish. You know, I do everything. Well, so, you know, no matter really what the weather's doing, we can find a way to work around it.
Bear, I do have to send a thank you to you from my wife because she has now put the 5-ounce bottles of the breakfast sauce in her purse to be able to take when she goes to Waffle House and such. So she's very appreciative of the new 5-ounce bottles.
Well, I'm appreciative that she rolls into Waffle House with it.
I mean, she might just. I mean, if you wanted to, she could just leave it there, and then it would be a nice promo, you know. And I could tape on the bottle, go to wsauce.com, use promo code squid.
Squid, right?
You know what? That might be some guerrilla marketing that I have to do.
There you go. But
We're tapping a new way to get out there. You know?
Yeah, I think I just gave you an idea. But
infiltrating Waffle House.
Look, I know we got to get out of here. I know you got to get out of here too. Look, I want to say thank you for allowing me to talk about all the great products that Baron Burton's has. You can go to wsauce.com to find a retailer near you and use the promo code SQUID for 15% off. Or go to Publix. Bear, thanks so much, man. We really appreciate you. It's the Everyday Hot Sauce, the Breakfast Sauce 2. Those are the things you got to get in those little 5-ounce bottles.
That's it, man. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything, and good talking to you.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right, yep. See ya.
Calm seas out there.
Dude, he's one of the coolest dudes ever. You sit back, and he'll just throw back some beers with you, and you can talk fishing, you can talk sports, you can talk food.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you said that because there's another guy that's going to join the steakhouse at 10 o'clock today. His name is Chipper Jones. You can do all those same things with him. A couple of stories for him. His Twitter has been catching fire over the last few days. And so Steak will visit with him coming up at 10 o'clock on the phone. That's up. That's it for us here on the morning shift. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo. That's Dylon. We're getting out of here. Same time, same place tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Until then, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.